Mike Clements, Veteran Service Officer for Portage County. There's a concept that started with the police department as a Veteran Service Liaison Officer, and from there, you've come up with a concept for a Veteran Service organization somewhat. Give us a rough idea what that concept is.
Well, first off, I want to thank your radio station for being supportive and helping me get the word out about programs for veterans and their families. Recently, there's been a citizens committee that has come together with an idea for a Veterans Resource Center in central Wisconsin to serve all the veterans in central Wisconsin and their families. This is the brainchild, basically, of Kevin Reuter, Chief of Police in Stevens Point. And the lead person for the department is Officer Mike Bink, who also, as a collateral duty, has the title of Veterans Liaison Officer. So this committee of citizens is seeking public input on their ideas as to what kind of services and needs the community has. There's a survey we put together, and the survey is due by January 31st. There's an entity called the RSVP in Portage County, which is headed by Jeff Jester, who's the point of contact to receive these surveys. Jeff Jester can be contacted at 715-346-1401. The surveys can also be obtained online, and if you go to co.portage.wi.us, which is the Portage County website, you can obtain that survey and take it electronically. Or you could download the survey and submit it through the mail or however you wanted to do that. Surveys are located throughout the community in all the public libraries for people to get. They're in various retail outlets, and they're located throughout Almond, Amherst, Kellner, Bancroft, Rochelle, in Stevens Point. Salvation Army, the Sky Club, they're all over the place where people can pick up hard copy surveys and get those returned. The RSVP is located out of the Lincoln Center, in which is on Water Street in Stevens Point.
What kind of questions are you putting on the survey, and what are you trying to learn about the community's needs?
We'd like to know what kind of services specifically they would like. We'd like to know how often they would attend or go to such a facility. We'd like to know if the citizens want supportive services for family members of deployed individuals. The veterans themselves, we'd like to know what they think, what they want, what they need. So that's what the survey is all about, to help us focus if this initiative goes forward on where we should be heading.
At this point, you really don't know what the future holds for the concept, whether it'll be a brick-and-mortar site or a service based out of a county building or totally something else, do you?
That's where we're at right now. We're in the marketing phase of this idea, and we're trying to be methodical about the development of this idea and just do our research properly and do it correctly.
One of the things we've heard over and over is that a lot of veterans seem disconnected from the community and really don't know what's available for them. And a lot of the veterans just don't seek outside help. They just try to deal with everything themselves when it's not that easy.
Veterans need to know that typically their county veteran service officer, which is me, I'm typically their first point of contact for any veteran-related issues. I can be contacted at 715-346-1311 directly. But more importantly, to the veterans in central Wisconsin, every county in the state has a county veteran service officer, and we are their advocates. Veterans don't have to deal with their problems with the VA alone. We're here to help them. We're trained, and we're ready to help veterans and their families deal with their problems with the administrative and the bureaucracy.
One of the things that's unique about this concept is coming through the police department, and they have a veterans liaison officer. This is really a different kind of an outreach, isn't it? Because a lot of times the veterans may not see the police as a helping point.
The PD here in Stevens Point is trying to be proactive. Veteran suicides are at an unacceptably high level. With a Veterans Liaison Officer through the Stevens Point PD, this is a way to be proactive and outreach to veterans to let them know that the police department is not their enemy. They're there to support and serve them. And try to be proactive, get veterans directed to me so we can get them where they need and get the help that they need.
It seems in past generations, the veterans of, say, World War II up through Korea, it's been, you know, pretty easy for them to find camaraderie, support, some help through the other veterans organizations, the VFW as one of them, American Legion, another one. But I've heard that the younger veterans, say Vietnam on, don't necessarily get together in those organizations and sometimes feel left out of the loop. Have you found that to be true?
We do know the younger veterans off Operation Iraqi Freedom and Enduring Freedom, they communicate differently than veterans, let's say, of an older vintage. They use the internet more. They're more electronically focused. They do join veterans organizations, but they really do communicate differently, and we need to outreach to them in a different manner. Knowing that they do communicate differently than, let's say, we used to.
The RSVP program is a group with a lot of volunteers, and I understand they are starting to work with the Veterans Service Office. How is that helping you out?
Well, the RSVP, we also have a need here in Portage County, but it also affects all the counties in central Wisconsin, where the DAV transportation system takes veterans to and from their bona fide medical appointments at VA facilities. We need volunteer drivers to become DAV volunteer drivers. The vehicles are provided. They're newer vehicles in good shape. The gas is provided. All we ask is people, they're giving up of their time to drive veterans to and from their medical appointments at VAs. We do have a need for volunteer drivers. They if they're interested in volunteering to be a van driver, they can call Mr. Jeff Jester at 715-346-1401, and that will be the operator, and when they get to that number, ask for Mr. Jester, and he will help them sign up to be DAV volunteer drivers.
A typical volunteer driver for the DAV vehicles, what might their typical day look like as far as leaving where and ending up where and coming back when?
These drivers are all over the state. They could be taking a veteran to the Milwaukee VA, the Madison VA. They could be driving a veteran to one of the local outpatient clinics in Wausau or in Wisconsin Rapids. They could be driving to King Veterans Home. They could, you know, they're all over central Wisconsin. We serve the needs of veterans all over central Wisconsin with these vehicles. We have a new vehicle, which is a 12-passenger van, which is from the Tomah VA, and it is wheelchair capable, meaning there are two wheelchairs that can be secured in the back of the bus, and now we have that resource to take veterans who are wheelchair bound to their VA medical appointments. So not only can ambulatory vets have a way to and from their appointments, but now wheelchair veterans who are wheelchair bound have a way to get to their appointments as well. These rides are free of charge, and they will take the veteran to their appointment and return them back here free of charge.
Also with us right now is Jeff Jester, who is the director of the RSVP program in Portage County.
First, let's tell people just what is the RSVP program and what do they do?
The RSVP program stands for a Retired and Senior Volunteer Program. We're a program that addresses the critical needs of our community through utilizing volunteers age 55 or older. Obviously, in this situation, we have identified the fact that our veterans are returning to our community, and they are in need of services. What are those services? And we're thinking that this is a critical need. Looking at some of the research out there, we know the suicide rates are unacceptable, and we know also that veterans, by their nature, are individuals who have been schooled in the art of being self-sufficient, let's say. So these are strong individuals that are going to come back to our community who maybe are not going to avail themselves of services necessarily, but are certainly looking for what we found is they are looking for the camaraderie that they had when they were active duty. So we're trying to assess what their needs are and then what vehicle would we use to provide those services to them, knowing that a lot of the traditional ways that we would do that are just not going to work with this population.
You're in the middle of conducting a survey to find out what the veterans are interested in, what services they may need. I understand there's a deadline on this survey.
Yeah, the survey needs to be returned or needs to be completed by the 31st of January. We'll then reconvene our committee to look at that survey, and then really we want to start strategizing as what are the services that are needed, what are our veterans asking for, what are they telling us they need, and then really strategizing how can we provide that.
You're based at the Lincoln Center. What geographical service area are you looking at as far as hearing from these veterans to find out what they need?
Okay. What we're hoping to do is get input from our veterans in the central Wisconsin area, particularly in the Portage County area. One of the things that we've been pretty clear on, though, is that veterans in central Wisconsin will be these services are available to them. I don't think that people are going to be asking for IDs and residency checks, but we want to particularly look at our veterans that are returning. Mike leads me to believe and has shared with me that we have about 5,000 veterans in Portage County presently. We know that more are coming. So we are obviously very concerned about what we can do to make sure that we're supporting them properly.
Survey's been out a little while now. Have you gotten a lot of responses or still a little slow on the uptake there?
We have gotten responses, and they are coming in steadily. We would certainly like to get a greater response, and one of the things that we're concerned about is are we reaching the people that we need to? Okay, one of the things we're also very concerned about and obtaining information on is what's happening to the families of our servicemen, particularly those that are suddenly called up and are active duty, our reservists. They get called up, the family is still here. So essentially we have now a single mom with kids. And what can we do to make sure that they're properly supported? And I'm aware that our veteran services does look at that, and there's things such as the camaraderie amongst those units. But as a community, is there more that we can do? We're just coming out of the holiday season, and I had concerns, do we have kids whose parents are deployed right now, and what does that really feel like for them? I'd like some information on that and see is there a way that we can better support, improve the way that we support these families in our community.
Anything you like that?
I'd like to simply say that we have a group of volunteers that are very concerned about what's about the services to our veterans, are very eager to aid in whatever way they can, and if anybody is interested in volunteering, they should contact our office at 346-1401, and we'd be happy to set them up in an opportunity.